Norman Rockwell's Saturday Evening Post magazine covers were as much a part of Americana as apple pie. But not all of his work was welcomed on the cover of the Saturday Evening Post. The general public probably didn't know Rockwell was not allowed to present, quote, colored people in his paintings featured on the magazine's cover, unless they were servants.
Rockwell likes to push the edge a little bit.
John Coffey is curator of American and modern art at the North Carolina Museum of Art. In the 1960s, he says Rockwell left the Saturday Evening Post and worked with other magazines, particularly Look magazine. It was more progressive and gave him a lot more freedom to explore. John Coffey
is to very consciously abandon this communal sort of New England world that he had painted and mythologized for the better part of 40 years and start to produce images that people even now cannot believe Norman Rockwell painted.
Well, this is the problem we all live with from 1963. It's, I think, a very good example of what John was just talking about. This is a stunning image.
Kenneth Zagacki is referring to one of Rockwell's most celebrated pieces of work. The problem we all live with is Rockwell's interpretation of a little African-American girl named Ruby Bridges being accompanied by U.S. Marshals to a newly desegregated school in New Orleans. Zagacki heads the Department of Communication at NC State and helped moderate a special evening at the Art Museum, taking a closer look at Rockwell's work during the Civil Rights Movement. He says Rockwell's civil rights paintings function in three ways.
One, they overcome established caricatures or stereotypes, particularly of African Americans. Secondly, they depict the what we call the particularity of individuals who are caught up in these pivotal historical moments. And then thirdly, related to the second, Rockwell reveals to us the cost, if you will, associated with having democracy or concepts we associate with American democracy actually enacted in the real world.
Marjorie Dix Freeman of Durham stared at the problem we all live with and bought a postcard.
I wanted to buy a print of this. Of course, they didn't have it downstairs, and they told me how I could get it, because this is the one that has always fascinated me. All right. I don't know that I would say that of all his work, I like this one best. This is the one that has always stood out in my mind.
In 1965, Rockwell published his painting Murder in Mississippi about the death of three civil rights workers. And in 1967, New Kids in the Neighborhood, depicting a black family's move into a white community. The Rockwell exhibit has been extremely successful for the Art Museum. The number of visitors is comparable to the 2004-2005 Matisse, Picasso, and the School of Paris exhibit, which topped 100,000 visitors. Peter Gunn attended the Rockwell Civil Rights Lecture. He lives in the Triangle, but grew up near Rockwell's home in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Gunn's family was one of only a handful of African-American families living there. And yes, he got to sit for Rockwell.
I met Norman Rockwell when I was probably about 6 or 7 years old. Me and my other brother, my second to oldest brother, we did a photo shoot for him for a Boy Scout calendar. And, I remember posing, talking to him, and the biggest thrill I remember was getting the check for $25.
Gunn remembers Rockwell was kind and showed all his subjects respect, no matter their race or creed. Rockwell's American Chronicles will be at the North Carolina Museum of Art through the end of January. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.